gracious and and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Up all who are bowed down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God.
Persecutions in
then I'm strong. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for me. For His power is made perfect in weakness. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. His grace is sufficient for you.
Peaceable, gentle, reasonable.
full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering without hypocrisy. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering without hypocrisy. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss. For the sake of Christ, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from that comes from God and is by faith, the righteousness that is by faith. I want to know Christ. I want to know Jesus.
Despised and rejected. whom men hide their faces.
Such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter. joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart, so you will not lose heart. Ever since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw up everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary, weary and lose heart.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. These words are from Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17, and I think that they do a good job of expressing our purpose for this scripture tape.
This is a collection of passages from the Bible that we, or Doug and Joanne, have set to music. We want to share them with you. We hope that you will hear God speaking to your heart through his word, as he's done with us.
We also hope that, like Isaiah has written, your spirit will soar on wings like eagles and will be renewed in strength as you hope in the Lord.
The song that we'll begin with is from Isaiah 40, called Do You Not Know?